This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب وقرآن مبين ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلههم الأمل فسوف يعلمون وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا ولها كتاب معلوم ما تسبق من أمة أجلها وما يستأخرون وقالوا يا أيها الذي نزل عليه الذكر إنك لمجنون.
Let's start. Bismillah. Right. Why the title, 7 Tips to Remain Addicted to Pornography? Just a while ago, I was, you know, talking with my wife, and I was telling her, come and help me out setting the camera and all. And when she read the title, she was like, 7 Tips to Remain Addicted? Are you trying to tell the people get into the addiction or what? What are you doing? So I explained to her that actually, I receive a lot of emails where people would tell me, please give us some tips to help us break free from pornography. And I would do my very best to provide whether the free booklets that I have made available, or I have that email where I combined a lot of resources and I'm sending them to some people who request and so on. But I get a lot of replies from those same people with excuses that they can't do this tip, they can't go about this tip, this tip for them is very difficult, this approach is not possible, and so on. All excuses. You know, when you do not want to take the difficult way so that you can have a free life, you know those kind of people. You know, perhaps we are guilty of this. Like, we want an easy way, a shortcut, a pill, you know, that magical that could solve our problems. Many people fall into this trap of quick fixes, which doesn't work in almost all cases. So unless you take the hard way, unless you step out of your comfort zone and do something really, deserving, something that is apparently hard in the beginning, but later on it gives you that freedom, you won't be able to break free from addiction. And this is for all. He said he will explain, so calm down. All right, Jazakallah khairan for sharing. And I wanted to, I wanted everyone to be, inshallah, interacting with me. I will be sharing point by point, and then I want you to comment. I want some insights from you so that we can, add value, more value to the talk, inshallah. But this is why I have actually changed your heading. Minhaz al-Kabir. You see, Minhaz, you didn't listen to the introductory, why I have actually chosen this. Because according to the replies that I'm receiving from porn addicts, some of them, they would say, I don't want this tip, I don't like this one, I can't do this, I can't do that. And I went through all these emails and I collected the 7 most commonly used excuses for people who don't want actually to break free from porn addiction because they are not following the instructions. So these 7 most commonly used excuses, I am combining them in this video. Wait 2 minutes to start the topics. Muhammad Hanaf, I have started the live broadcast and already I have gone for over 7 minutes. So we are about to change. I will not change my heading, Minhaz al-Kabir. I think you have already understood why I have selected this topic. I have selected this topic because I have suggested a lot of good tips to many people in the past many years. And those 7 tips, those 7 solutions actually were rejected by many people. And that's why I said, if you want to remain stuck in your addiction, all right, do not follow these 7 steps. So I'm just this approach to just grab their attention that they are very, very important. All right. At first sight, I got scared. Yes. Baki billah baki. Yes, that's the intention, is to grab your attention. Hey, listen, there are seven steps. There are seven tips that if you do not actually follow as an addict, and I'm not talking to you guys as addicts. I'm talking to you as educators, as parents, as Muslims in the communities who cared about, you know, others, so that you know what to suggest to people who you may think that they are addicted, or perhaps they have confessed their addiction to you, and as a result you wanted to help them out. Here are seven tips that if any addict does not follow, does not understand the science behind them, then there are possibilities those people will remain stuck in their addiction for life. I thought there was going to be something different. I got scared for a second. Tudeen, yes, we have explained already enough about the title. Don't worry, guys. I am not here to suggest to you tips to make you more addicted to pornography. No, that's not the intention. The opposite will be true. I will clarify that for one more time. So the thing is that I have been working in that area for a long, long, long time, and I have received thousands of emails. I mentioned that in my previous live broadcast. Please refer to this live broadcast, which was about the same topic, where I titled it, Why Am I Talking About Pornography Too Much? Which, by the way, have reached to over, mashallah, tabarakallah, 24,150 persons. So the video reached to 24,000 people, mashallah, tabarakallah. And that is because you have shared the video. May Allah reward you. So far, we have over 486 people who have received that video. So I want you to keep on sharing, please, the video, so that we can reach to every, to as many people as possible. Jazakumullah khairan. I will be sharing my email address later on, inshallah. But for now, let's get into the meat of this topic. Seven tips to remain addicted to pornography. Things that if you don't really take seriously, you will remain addicted for your life. And one of the things, like let me write for you. All right, so as I said, it's not, you know, you are watching, I want you to make notes. Just because you are attending this doesn't mean that you are addicted to pornography, but I want you to watch, I want you to make notes so that you can share these tips with others on the hope of helping people to break free from addiction, inshallah ta'ala. So, all right, let me get... So I hope it's clear on the board, inshallah. Can you see it clearly, guys? Can you please confirm if you're seeing it clearly? Okay, it's very clear. I can see it also on my computer. So the first thing is I lost some caps here. This is the one of the deadliest reasons why people remain in their addictions for life. They rely on themselves. They feel that they can actually defeat pornography on their own. They think that this is just a temporary phase. It will, you know, sooner or later we can defeat this monster. And this is one of the deadliest reasons why most pornography addicts remain in their addictions for many, many years. The fact is that nearly 99% of the people who are addicted to pornography will never break free unless they tell someone, unless they share the information to what we call in the field accountability partner. Someone perhaps who would monitor their behavior on the internet, someone perhaps who would advise them from time to time to do the right thing. Like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil, that a person will be inclined to follow the religion or the way of life of his friend his closest companion. So be careful who are your friends. If you are hanging out with people who are actually sharing with you these links, these filthy images, filthy videos, filthy websites, if you're hanging out with those kind of friends, then you will end up doing the same thing that they are doing. In fact, it will be very difficult for you to do something else. But if you are actually associating yourself with righteous company, with righteous friends, those who will remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who will remind you of Allah's rewards and punishments, those who will remind you of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, mentioned about lowering our gaze and so on and so forth, then your resistance system will improve. You will fight the battle against pornography harder. But if you start relying on yourself, if you thought for a second that I got this, you know, I'm gonna quit, you know, on my own, then you are terribly, terribly mistaken. I want you to, inshallah ta'ala, now let me know your comments. What do you think? Do you think that actually anyone can fight pornography on their own? Do you think that anyone in the world could fight any sort of addiction on their own? So let us hear your comments, because I wanted, as always, I wanted to make these sessions interactive, so for the benefits of all of us, inshallah ta'ala. What do you guys think? Try to let me know your comments below. Wa alaykum salam, Qurayshi MK. Thank you for coming. So I was asking this question, guys. What do you think of the first point, that one of the deadliest reasons why people actually fail, one of the deadliest reasons that I was saying, why people fail to break free from porn addiction, is that they rely on themselves. They feel that they can defeat pornography on their own. So I was asking, what do you think of that point? So we have here Muhammad Hanaf. He said, no, never. We can't do it on our own. We have to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a brilliant point. Reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one thing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come down to help you quit pornography unless you start with your own self. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never change the condition of any group of people or any individual for that matter unless and until they change what is within themselves. And in the case of an addict, he will never be able to change what is within himself unless he asks the help of others, human beings around them. So this is something very, very important. But most people don't want to reach out to friends, to righteous company, and open up to them, because they feel they would be humiliated. People will think low about them. Some of the people who are addicted to pornography are religious, so they don't want their reputation to be ruined, and so on and so forth. But this is a fact. You won't be able, in most cases, fight pornography on your own. I love you, brother, and you are doing a great job. Vani Ishaq, Jazakallah khairan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you as well. Abdullah Qamar, too much and easy accessibility. This is one of the reasons why pornography addictive. It's because the easy access. Sometimes they are not our walking friends, but rather in our friend list. So they intend to share it. Yes, so you're referring, Abdul is referring, I think, to Facebook friends, Twitter friends, and those people whom we don't actually know. They just send us friend requests on Facebook and so on, just because they liked our photos, you know, they liked our profile pictures, and they say, let's send them a friend request. But wa alaikum salam, ja alug, thank you. Guys, if you could let me know also where are you from, where are you actually watching from, that would even make the session more interactive. But for now, I missed the point due to net problem. Baki, we were saying that this is the first point. This is the deadliest point. One of the deadliest points why people remain in their addiction is that they rely on themselves only. They do not open up to other people. They do not find an accountability partner, someone who will actually monitor their behavior. I'm dealing with a case, a brother who was addicted to pornography for so many years. And may Allah bless him, he's very sincere and he did his best to break free from porn, and he will relapse again and again. And recently, just recently, he got married. And I was so happy, because once you get married, while you are in that state, it's now easier. Number one, you have the halal source that could relieve your desire. And number two, you have a close person to you who is called wife, a spouse, whom you can open up to her and tell her the truth. And she would be very, very passionate and compassionate towards you, and she would do whatever she can to actually support you and offer you the necessary help. And he actually took that advice seriously. After he got married, he actually opened up to his wife, and his wife received the news really, really smoothly, and she offered to support her husband. And this is the beginning. Actually, this is 50% of the cure already. He's been doing a great job, but this is something very, very important, is to open up to somebody. Broadcast media is partially to blame. The media, yes, thank you for that. The media is promoting nudity, promoting pornographic images and so on. We have people from the Philippines, mashallah. We have people from Philippines who are in Kuwait. I hope you could visit once again here in Marawi City. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it happen. I love Marawi City. I will come to Marawi, inshallah. We are all praying for Marawi and for the people of Marawi, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them safe and sound. We have also people from the Philippines, Muhammad Faisal. Alright, let's get to the second point, inshallah, of our talk. Why people remain addicted to pornography? Or what are the points that they are missing? What are the things that they are not doing and they must do in order to get rid of their addiction? We have number two. Is lying to themselves by telling telling themselves that I'm actually addicted because I have this higher sexual energy. I have too much energy for sexual pleasure. So we can say it, we can say only problem is higher sexual urge. So I hope you can see that. So people are, sometimes those who are addicted to pornography, they lie to themselves. They pretend that their only problem is that they have this higher sexual urge than other people. So first of all, they do not actually have any, they didn't do any research on this to ask people who is, who have the higher urge of sexual desire and who's not. They don't have that research. It's just a mental condition. A limited belief. That's what they believe. But it doesn't actually have any, no study was made actually that I know of to tell how many people or who are the people of higher sexual desire and who are not. So this is very, very poor approaching, very, very poor approach to that problem. They think that they have higher urge. All right, Singapore, mashallah, they are here with us. So why people remain stuck in the cycle of pornography addiction? Because of limited belief. They believe that their only problem is higher sexual urge. We are not saying that they don't have the urge. They do have it. But not just because they have the urge means that it is the core problem. There are many things associated with pornography. We have boredom. We have loneliness. We have triggers. Things that you watch, things that you are engaged in that lead you to the activity of watching porn and having the pleasure of masturbation, the temporary pleasure. So there are many, many things that if you don't address, environment, friends, as we said earlier. I have another client who actually break free from pornography addiction when he changed the environment of his room. He shared with me that because he used to commit that particular sin on a particular couch in his room, he told me that when he changed that couch, when he sold it out and changed the decoration of the room and changed the color of the wall, the colors of the wall, the bed sheets and so on, things have changed. He started thinking of different activities within that same room that he used to sin and commit that horrible practice. So changing the environment, if you do not create the appropriate environment to do something different, to do something beneficial, you will never be able to break free from pornography. You get people who I tell, please do not take your devices into your bedroom, and they will argue by saying that I cannot because I study. All right, you need internet, I can understand that. I never actually suggested that you don't carry your cell phone, don't, break your laptop, throw your iPad. I never suggested these things because those devices, internet and all, we need them in our daily lives now. It's just how you use them that makes it, beneficial or not. But bedroom is meant for sleeping, for rest. And when you come up with that excuse saying that I cannot give up my cell phones, I cannot actually leave them outside my bedroom, that's an excuse for you to actually, or a justification for you to remain addicted to pornography. And this is one of the triggers. This is one of the main problems why people remain addicted to pornography, because they get stuck to their devices, which are the tools by which they're using to watch pornography. All right, guys, what do you think about this tip? I wanted to review your comments. All right, I'm checking here. Arno is mentioning that nudity is everywhere, Sheikh. Lowering the gaze seems like an uphill battle these days. I agree with you. Lowering the gaze is difficult. It's not easy to achieve. But it is also possible. It's not impossible. It is possible with practice. So please repeat. I said the second point is people normally pretend that their only problem is sexual urges, but there are many, many other problems associated with pornography. One of them is boredom, being alone, taking your cell phones in your bedroom. All these things lead to the activity. So when you identify the trigger, when you identify why things happen, when you address these issues as a whole, then you will start getting better results. Because there was one beautiful quote, says, don't do the things, or don't keep on doing the same thing again and again and expect a different result, right? So you have already tried to repent. Of course, I'm not saying that don't repent anymore. Repent every time you make the mistake. But what I'm saying is that you have tried to install filters. You have tried to, go to gym. You have tried a lot of things and didn't work. Now try something different. Try something that is tested. Try to listen to people who are having experience in this area. All right, nudity is everywhere. I'm still reading your comments, guys. Brothers and sisters who are online and can hear me clearly, I wanted to hear your comment. I wanted to read your comments on the second point, which is pretending that the only issue is higher sexual urge. It's not. There are a whole bunch of other things that are associated with porn addiction. So what are your comments? What are your thoughts, your insights on this issue? I'm waiting. Meanwhile, guys, I want you to share the video, mashallah, Sheikh, watching from Penang, Malaysia, mashallah, Saeed Muhammad, ahlan wa sahlan, welcome, jazakallah khairan for coming. I wanted to hear your insights. What do you think about these 2 points so far we have mentioned? We are watching here from Cotabato, mashallah, Bandar, welcome, Filipinos, the most kindest people ever. I will write my email. My trigger is that something comes in my mind and then I use my phone for future activities. Muhammad Hanaf, yes. So if your cell phone is your trigger, then two things to be done. Number one, don't use your cell phones when you're alone. Number two, use a limited data, limited internet data. So you don't have that unlimited internet access wherever you are. So these eliminate the trigger, you eliminate the practice, you eliminate the activity. Watching from Zamboanga, mashallah, Jonki, we are coming to Zamboanga in 2 weeks' time, I guess. We'll be in Zamboanga, Mufti Mink, Dr. Muhammad Salah, Sheikh Husseini, and Sheikh Wahash Tareen. We will be flying, inshallah, from Perth, Australia, from Zimbabwe, from Malaysia, and from Egypt. It's like a loop, brother. I have been on this for 5 years. Muhfazur Rahman, this is why we are doing these videos now, the live events, so that we can, inshallah, offer some tips. But two things we have discussed so far. If you wanted to get rid of your addiction, number one, do not rely on yourself. You have to open up to someone. You have to tell somebody. Otherwise, the battle against pornography becomes nearly impossible. Only few people that I know of, and only, you know, according to my reading and all that, it's nearly impossible for someone on his own or on her own to fight pornography. You have to open up to somebody, but be careful whom you tell, because it's very sensitive topic to discuss or to open up to somebody on this matter. So you have to be very, very selective. So excited here, inshallah, I'll go to the convention, mashallah. We are also very excited to be coming to Zamboanga, inshallah. Brother, I understand your points, but what are the effects of masturbation? Is it beneficial? I have never read any well-established scientific research saying that masturbation is actually beneficial in any way or form. There are many second-hand resources where people are suggesting that it's beneficial. But I want to tell you something. Neuroscientists are telling us that pornography and masturbation leads to acting out the activity. So the more you watch these filthy images, filthy practices, then you will end up doing masturbation. And then you will reach to a level, because as I said in my previous video, and as I always say in every occasion about this issue, that addiction escalates, does not remain at one level. So the next level after masturbation is what? Is zina. So you watch porn, you end up with masturbation, and on the long run, you wouldn't be, you know, satisfied anymore. You wouldn't be feeling that same pleasure anymore through masturbation. And as a result, you will end up finding dirty massage houses, prostitution houses to fulfill that desire or to act out what you've been watching for all these years. So don't you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't actually allow masturbation for that particular reason, because it may lead you to zina, don't you think? Yeah. So it's I don't consider it halal. I don't consider it beneficial at all. Some people watching from Saudi Arabia, mashallah. Some people, Abid Hamza, ahlan wa sahlan, Abid or Abid Hamza from Saudi Arabia. Anushai, Rashid, please come to Pakistan. The Pakistani consulate are giving me hard time to get the visa this time. So I'm waiting for my visa to come to Pakistan, inshallah. Watching from Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, June, mashallah, tabarakallah, welcome. I love your participation. Jazakumullah khair, may Allah bless you always. So let's move to the third point, inshallah, so that we can give you all the 7 tips before Maghrib here in Perth, Australia. The third point we have, why people remain stuck in their addiction, is avoiding counseling. People people think that counselors are, you know, for those who are mentally sick, those who are ill, those who need mental treatments, and so on and so forth. As a result, they try to avoid reaching out an expert who can actually give them a lot of, you know, instructions on how to give up that destructive habit, destructive, addictive habit, like pornography. So I was actually attending a group discussion on the issue, and I was, and they were all non-Muslims, and I was amazed at the level of courage that non-Muslim had when it comes to opening up to an expert. I mentioned in my previous video also that I have I've been told when I was in Sydney a couple of weeks ago that there was an event that was attended by about 250 persons, and the ticket was $300, Australian dollars, where the instructor was educating the masses about how to protect our children from accessing pornography. So I found that non-Muslims are so keen to actually attend these events, to pay for counselors so that they can get rid of their addiction and live a healthy life. So one of the things that I need to teach you today is adding value to yourself. You know, don't you think that if you wanted to invest in anything, yourself would be the best thing to invest in? Your own self? Like buying a book, that's an investment. When you pay money to purchase a book that would educate you on a particular subject that you like, the money that you pay is not a cost. The money that you pay is an investment, because the knowledge that you will get, it will impact you so positively. And if you started applying the knowledge therein, in that book that you just purchased, then this is invaluable. We don't put money on knowledge, right? The same thing, when you pay actually an amount to a counselor, someone who knows what he's doing, someone who trusts, you know, the process, and tested the process on so many people, and they got healed, they became better people, then that's invaluable. You can't put a price on this. And, you know, subhanAllah al-Azim, sometimes I get a lot of comments on, like, why these things are not free, and why counseling, and isn't it haram? Shouldn't we just rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You see, there is a difference between relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-akhth bil-asbab. I will try to translate al-akhth bil-asbab soon, but reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to do what is necessary, to do what is necessary, to take the worldly measures, that is al-akhth bil-asbab, to take all the worldly measures, reasonable measures, and then put your efforts and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sitting back, doing nothing, knowing that there is an expert out there who can help you out, but there are some fees due to certain costs around, you know, his office and running the whole institute and so on, and you don't want to pay, subhanAllah, we pay, we save to buy, you know, phone cards, phone, you know, credit cards, phone loads, you call it in the Philippines. We save money to buy that. If we have 100 pesos, it's better not to be in your pocket, but on your phone, because you will miss a lot on Facebook updates and so on. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Please visit us in the Philippines. We are coming, inshallah, in Philippines. But correct me if I'm wrong. We spend on food, we spend on so many things, but when it comes to our health, when it comes to our future, we become stingy. We don't want to spend, we don't want to pay to a counselor who would help us to become better human beings. This is not a cost, this is an investment. What do you guys think? I believe the only way to be consistent in prayer, get married and always do sunnah like fasting. You know, Brother Saeed, I do not believe in what you said. I believe that prayers is a compulsory on everyone, whether you're addicted or not. You will have to pray anyway. You will have to be consistent anyway. You will have to follow the sunnah whether you like it or not. If you are claiming to be a Muslim, you will have to get married anyway because it's part of the sunnah when you are able, inshallah. But that's not the solution to porn addiction. That's not the solution to any addiction. The solution to addiction is, aside from increasing your iman, there are a whole bunch of practical tips that you need to follow. Some of them people do not want to reach. The people who were addicted to porn, to zina in the past, they used to go and talk to the Prophet ﷺ as their counselor. as their coach, like the man who come to the Prophet ﷺ and told him, allow me to commit adultery. You see, he wanted to take it off his chest. He was addicted to women. He was addicted to zina, alayhi billah. And he's a companion, one of the best, best of the best of the best. Yet he went and he spoke those words. So do not ever undermine or underestimate the power of experts, mentors, coaches, and counselors. They can really help you in great ways. And the money that you will pay for a counselor to help you out, wallahi, it's an investment that you will treasure for life. So we have people here saying, Ja Alug. She said, true. Muhammad Faisal agreed. Watching from Sabah, Borneo, Malaysia. MashaAllah, welcome, Moht. So far we discussed 3 points. We discussed that never ever rely on yourself when it comes to pornography addiction. We said that don't lie to yourself and don't pretend that your only problem is having a higher sexual urge. You have to address other problems surrounding pornography addiction, like boredom, like loneliness, and so on. And the third one is that you consider seeing a counselor, consider seeing a coach, consider seeing someone who's an expert in the field to help you once and for all. Yes, you will pay money because they have offices, they have employees, they have a lot of, you know, investment they have made themselves to be able to help you or help other people like you. So you will pay them some charges, but the outcome is great. The outcome can never be measured by money. We have Sheikh, how do I increase my iman in simple ways? As I said, I don't believe in simple ways. I don't believe in shortcuts. I don't believe in I like to do the hard way. I like to go through difficulties in order to taste the peace of comfort and ease. So there is no, to me, don't ever look for simple ways to achieve something great. Iman is the greatest thing Allah had given us. Islam is the greatest favor Allah had given us. So don't look for a shortcut to achieve a great thing. Learn this, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Take the difficult way. Islam or Iman is like a path full of thorns and glasses and difficulties. And you have to step on them carefully and slowly until you reach the end of the tunnel and until you achieve that success. So you can, so inshallah, start going to the masjid regularly. That will improve your iman. Start reading Quran regularly. Don't let a day pass by without reading the Quran. If you want to memorize, welcome. If you want to read with understanding, much better. Apply, start applying the knowledge that you learn. Don't just, you know, be an information gatherer. Don't just gather information without actually putting them into action. All these things increase iman. Being surrounded with good company, righteous friends who will remind you a lot repeatedly with Allah. All these things improve iman. There is not a shortcut. There is no simple way. You have to take the hard ways. Yes, what if we have 4 wives? As I said, marriage, whether to 1, 2, 3 or 4, is not a solution to porn addicts. They will, because porn addiction is here, is in the brain. So the brain has registered the activity that if you wanted to experience sexual pleasure, watch porn through screens, through laptops, through, you know, whatever device that you've been using. So you will get married to 1, 2, 3, or 100. At the end of the day, your brain will remind you of the activity and you will relapse again and you will go back through the same cycle again. Unless you address the core problem, you will never be able to break free from porn addiction. I once saw da'wah in YouTube. Saeed is telling us, the Sheikh says that whenever you want to do zina, you replace this with sunnah prayer. Yes, that was Sheikh Kamal Mikki. I agree, there are some people who can, you know, every time they make a sin, they then, you know, pray. And if I missed Fajr, some people say, if you miss Fajr, you pray 100 rak'ah, then shaitan will remind you to wake up for Fajr later on. If you can do that, if you as an individual can maintain those 100 rak'ah after every sin, go for it. Go for it. But there are other people who actually after the sin, they give up hope. After the sin, they lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After they sin, after they relapse again and again, they say that we are hypocrites. And so some of them, they don't pray now anymore because they're afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't even accept their prayers because they keep on sinning. So it depends on the will power of the individual. And porn addicts have got no willpower anyway. So may I ask for an advice? Yes, you can ask anytime for an advice. But let us inshallah ta'ala proceed. I will just make another refresh the page so that we can move to the next point inshallah ta'ala. So the fourth point that we have, I'm just refreshing to see what you guys are saying. Would it be better to have more wives? Abdul Fattah Wong, I don't know. There is nothing, we don't have anything in Islam states that it would be better if you have more wives. We don't have that. And marrying a second or a third wife shouldn't be planned. It should happen according to a particular scenario that happens, you know, along the way, along the journey of life. If the circumstances require a man to step, step in that direction, if the circumstances required, if the first wife is aware and all parties are happy, then why not? But it's not a solution. Again, I will repeat that. Marrying one or 100 wives, it's not a solution to break free from porn addiction. I'll be right back. All right. Yes, Maghrib is in Malaysia already. Not yet here in Australia. All right. So number four, let's move inshallah. I'm just ticking here in my notebook so that I know where I am. So, pay attention. To your one of the reasons why people keep on going around that cycle is that they do not pay attention to the relapses, meaning they don't reflect over what actually led them to relapse. Like if they were watching movies, I always ask people what happened. They will just text me, or they will call me, or they will, you know, we have some coaching sessions, so they will tell me, I don't really know what happened. No, it is very important to know why you have relapsed after making a decision never to watch porn again. It is very, very essential to know why. Perhaps you started watching the same show again. You know those competition shows and contests and the American Idols and whatnot. All these things have, it contains triggers. It contains sexual triggers that could actually lead you to a hardcore porn. Simple. So you have to always pay attention. If you relapse, it is expected. We always say to porn addicts that don't think that just because you have decided or you reach me out, don't think that this is it. You will be clean all the time. You will relapse. Things will happen. But don't take that as an excuse. Don't always say that the coach say you will relapse anyway, so I'm going to relapse today. No, you'll have to fight hard. But what I'm saying is, you have to also write down or remember what had led you to this point, to repeat the activity again. And so avoid them. Avoid these triggers. If it is a movie, don't watch again, man. It's not Jannah. If it is the girl that you always talk to without any necessity, don't talk to her again. Like, there are many people, unfortunately, religious people, they will, like a story happened actually, I will share with you because it's worth mentioning. He was a man doing da'wah, and then a girl came up and she asked about Islam, and she got interested, and then she took shahada, and then he got interested to teach her Islam. You see, the intention is pure. The intention is teach her Islam, but the way, the method was wrong. Number one, why you, a male, teach a stranger Islam? Why don't you assign a sister somewhere to teach her Islam? You see, shaitan have got his own ways. So the man starting inviting her to a particular center, everything was okay because he was teaching her in public. But the girl left town, and then they started getting online, talking about Islam also, teaching her this, teaching her that. And then what made the matter worse is that he started teaching her Tajweed. Of all the Islamic, you know, subjects, he wanted to teach her Tajweed. And he wanted to teach her how to pronounce the Arabic letter. And he started telling her, ba, ba, and making his lips like this, saw, no, sister, say, saw. I was laughing when I was, you know, when I went through this story, when somebody was telling me this story. Can you imagine a brother is looking in the camera and a sister who just became Muslim, she doesn't know the requirements of hijab, she doesn't know the obligations or the basic requirements of a sister to talk to a non-mahram brother. She doesn't know that, and this is her, she's not to be blamed. The person who's teaching Islam is to be blamed. But the problem is they ended up doing zina. He flew to her country and they ended up doing zina just because they, you know, he took the wrong method to mingle with the opposite gender. So you have to look into all these triggers and pay attention, extra attention. Now, after paying attention to the triggers, avoid them for Allah's sake. Don't repeat the mistake again. Don't take your phone again to the bedroom, again putting it just right next to you on the bed. And then when you relapse, say, I don't know why I've relapsed. I have been praying every day and every night, Ya Allah, purify me from this. But I've done it again. You've done it again because you did not avoid the triggers. If you pay attention to the triggers, you will not repeat the activities. I want to hear your comments on this. It's the fourth point we have here, paying attention to your triggers. What do you think about this? Do you think this is a beneficial point? We must try to never ever despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Abdul Fattah, we should always rely on Allah. We should always, never despair and in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah promises that He will always forgive the sins of those who repent. Abdul Fattah, you said that this point is very beneficial. I agree with you, and I really, this is one of the things that people ignore. Addicts ignore this, and as a result, they remain stuck in their addiction. It really makes a lot of sense now. Alhamdulillah, Rashid, Anushi, Rashid say that this point now makes sense. That means people, they decide to give up porn, and then they relapse, and when they relapse, they repent. But when they repent, they keep doing the same thing that they used to do in the past that led them to these relapses. So if you avoid the triggers, if you first pay attention to them, what happened at that moment? What happened few moments before the relapses? What are these few steps that you have taken that led you to this relapse, watching and masturbating again? What actually happened? Note them down, remember them, and avoid them in the future. And when you avoid them in the future, you will avoid the practice itself. What else? Please share your email ID, badly need your counseling. Yes, I will share. Let me write it down because this, many people, I don't know how many people were asking about my email, but I will write it down here. And if you actually go to the previous video, if you just scroll down, you will see also my email is there. Here you go. This is my email address, posted right there. So agreed, Nadeem Ashraf, very glad to see you, brother Nadeem. Jazakallah khairan for coming. So agreed, beware of triggers always. One leads to another. Yes, lowering the gaze. Also getting involved in da'wah and busying yourself. Yeah, all these are the tips that would help an addict to actually become productive. Productivity is the number one enemy to pornography. Remember this, productivity is number one enemy to pornography. The more you get busy, the more you have no idle moment, no free time. When you can achieve that, say goodbye to pornography. Yes, Jazakallah khairan for this reminder, brother Nadeem. Getting involved in da'wah, busying yourself in da'wah projects keeps your mind occupied. Brilliant point. As I said, productivity is, in my book, beat it, 50 plus shades of hope. I mentioned that one of the tips that I've given actually more than 100 tips in that book. But in one of them, I say productivity, productivity, productivity. One point, I repeated it 3 times, because as I said earlier, it is the greatest enemy to pornography. All right, so this was number 4. So far we have discussed 4 points. Don't ever rely on yourself. Reach out to people whom you trust. Don't lie to yourself thinking that the only problem that you have is actually higher sexual urge. No, you have to address other problems associated with porn addiction, including boredom, loneliness, anger, and so on. We said, don't ever avoid counseling. Reach out to an expert, pay them money if required, and get yourself out of this misery. And if you want to remain addicted, don't pay attention to relapses. Don't pay attention to the moments that lead to addiction. All right, number 5, let's move on, inshallah. Unless you have some points here. Apsi, hi, wa alaykum al hi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Apsi, thank you for coming. What will you provide through your email? I don't know what you want. Normally, at that stage, I am not focused on any emails, to be honest. I'm only focusing on support groups that we have started, and we already completed 2 groups, mashallah. And these groups, basically, it's 12 weeks meetings. We come every Wednesday in the night, or every Tuesday, or every Thursday, or every Friday. So 4 days a week. We filled up already 2 groups, and we are working on the other 2 groups. If you wish to join these groups, you can email me. I will send you the link and teach you how to apply, inshallah. But 12 weeks meetings of different people who come from different backgrounds to speak out and to get the most important instructions on how to break free once and for all. And the beauty about this program is that I get in touch with you throughout the 12 weeks, not only once a week, but throughout the week. So I make sure that you are on your tasks, you are doing your homework, you are doing the necessary reading, you are following the instructions. Because if you don't follow the instructions, and if you come and told me that I didn't do what you instructed, I will tell you, sorry brother, this is not your place, or sorry sister, because we have a group for sisters, group for brothers. So that's what you're going to get by email. Once you email me, you reach me out, I'll send you a link where I will tell you that this is what I'm focusing on at the moment, because the emails that I'm receiving daily are in the thousands. So I can't cater for every email. We have Zamboanga, Philippines. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Emina, to remain addicted? Yes, if you want to remain addicted, don't follow these steps. That's the topic. If you want to remain addicted, do not follow these steps. Or if you want to remain addicted, follow these steps. Rely on yourself. You will remain addicted. If you want to remain addicted, lie to yourself that your only problem is higher sexual urges. If you want to remain addicted, do not ever, you know, contact a counselor. Do not reach out to a coach, a professional, you know, therapist or something. If you want to remain addicted, then do not pay attention to your relapses. Point number 5, let's move on, inshallah, unless you have some comments to address. Point number 5. If you want to remain addicted to pornography, do not think that you are harming others. If you want to remain addicted, don't ever think that you're harming other people. Because mostly porn addicts, they think that, hey, it's something done in secret, I don't harm nobody, it's my life. In fact, you are harming so many people around you. Aside from harming your brain, aside from harming your focus, your intelligence, your health, many people now are suffering from erectile dysfunction. From men are suffering from erectile dysfunction. They can't function sexually. The thing that they like the most, the thing that actually make them watch pornography because they wanted to experience this pleasure, they are prevented from now, you know, to experience a real life partner because of pornography. So it destroy you as an individual. It destroy you. It cause, you know, your work to decline, your business to decline, your credit card, your account to decline. There are some people who buying now. They are not happy with the free stuff. They go for more. They buy. Their credit cards are used to buy pornographic materials. Aside from that, you get married, you start harming your wife. You start wronging her by leaving her in the bed and getting up in the night watching pornography on your own. I get this a lot. You harm your children when they see you, when they catch you in the act, you harm your children. You harm your entire community if you are a religious figure, if you are someone who is actually respected in the community. And when they find out about your activities, when they find out about that shameful secret that you've been hiding, you lose respect and they lose their iman. They lose their focus. They lose their, they start doubting their faith because of you. Because for them, you are a role model. And when you started doing what you're doing and your sin became exposed, unfortunately, then those people who used to respect you so much and follow you, they don't only lose respect for you, but they lose their iman as well. So don't ever think that engaging in pornography is harming you alone. It harms a lot of other people around you. So if you want to remain addicted to pornography, keep thinking that you're not harming except yourself. No, that will make you, you know, delve further into your addiction. What do you think about this point? Your words suggest that if you not see email, how can you reach? No, I have, alhamdulillah, I have a couple of brothers and sisters who are helping me filtering the emails and replying sometimes. I was confused at the beginning too, but I understand. You guys, actually the title was very carefully selected. I want to grab people's attention. I'm not suggesting that these are the tips that will keep you addicted. I'm telling you that if you wanted to be addicted, which is not the case, you don't want to be addicted, you don't want to remain addicted. But I receive a lot of emails from people who do not want to follow these tips, and as a result, they are still addicted to porn. This is awkward, not the topic for me. Good luck, Lou. You see, this is also another problem. Amina and the like. People who think because they are not addicted, they don't need the topic. Subhanallah, as if she don't have a spouse, she don't have a child who's coming, or she's not teaching at school, or she don't have neighbors to care for. Every single person on planet should care about this topic, whether you're addicted to pornography or not. Because if you're not addicted, you need the content, you need the knowledge to help others who are addicted. See, this is, I'm tired. Anyway, guys, show me your comments. What do you think? 5 points we have discussed so far. I will just recap. My hands are getting, you know, marks all over. I'm just very passionate. I want the people to get together and fight that disease. We said don't ever rely on yourself. If you want to remain addicted, rely on yourself. So if you do not want to remain addicted, you have to get some friends around, some support groups, some people you trust to open up and tell them to help you out. We have also spoken about don't ever think that your addiction is related to your sexual urges, that you have different or higher sexual urges. No, there are other problems, as we said, associated with it. Number three, we said if you want to remain addicted, avoid counseling. If you do not want, you have to go to an expert and tell him, hey, enough is enough. Help me out. If you want to remain addicted, don't pay attention to relapses. If you do not want to be addicted, pay attention to relapses. Write down what led you to addiction and avoid the triggers. And as a result, you will avoid the whole activity. And last point that we had discussed now is don't ever, if you want to remain addicted, if you want to remain addicted in that filth, do not think that you're harming except yourself. No, you're harming a lot of other people around you. If you're not harming them now, you will harm them later. So, what do you guys think? Awesome points, alhamdulillah, Abdul Fattah, jazakallahu khairan. What else? I will refresh in case I have missed some of the comments. I want you to share, please, the video. Share the video. If you shared it again, please. We want the people to at least know that there is a video discussing this very essential topic so that we can help as many people as possible around the world, inshallah. So I'm refreshing just to see whether I have missed some important comments. All right. MashaAllah, as I can see, the because of your effort, the video have reached to over 7,331. Jazakumullah khairan. May Allah reward you. Point number six, unless you have something here to offer or any comments here, I will refresh one more time. Point number six is very, very important. Listen to me. Let me get another page because this is very, very important. So I would just flip this one. Bismillah. Point number six. Oops. If you are a sister, if you are a female, you think that you are alone. So if you are a female, if you are a sister who is addicted to pornography, who come again and again to the same activity, then you think that, oh my God, this is a male thing, this is a guy's thing, as we always imagine. Now people say that pornography is a guy's thing. Women don't watch that. And so as a result, females, sisters, normally think that they are the worst human beings ever and that they are doing this alone. No, you're not. There are tons. I know tons are used for weight, Sheikh Wahash, that he told me, but there are many thousands upon thousands of sisters who are addicted to pornography due to so many different circumstances. Some were harassed sexually, and as a result, their curiosity was raised, and they started watching porn. Some have, harassed sexually, molested when they were young. Some were, they quote magazines in the father's house. They quote the fathers. I have a case. I'm dealing with a case of an old man who actually was caught in the act by his daughter, and so on. So they become addicted, but they think that they are alone in this issue. So this is one of the things. Why they remain addicted? Because they have that heavy heart, heavy, or shame, guilt in their heart that perhaps if I open up to someone will not understand me. They will think that I'm crazy. They will think that I am the filthiest person on earth. And as a result, their activity remains, hidden from everybody. So I'm encouraging you, my sister, to reach out to a trusted person in the community, trusted sister. Even if you're married and you have that issue, reach out to a dear friend of yours. Be careful. You have to be very, very selective. The same point here, if you are a male, you think that everyone is doing it. You think that everyone is doing it. We are men, man. We are men. We can do this stuff. They exchange it. They share, these films, these devices. Back in the days, magazines, VHS. Now it's USB drive or CDs or links or WhatsApp messages. So they think, if you are a male, if you are a man, you think that everyone is doing it. If you are a sister, you think that you are alone in this trouble. So whether you're in the first categories or in the second categories, both beliefs lead you to remain in the addictive cycle. Both beliefs. So whether you're a sister thinking that you are alone and as a result you don't want to open up to anybody, or whether you're a man thinking that everyone is doing it anyway, both beliefs, both limited beliefs, lead to the fact of becoming more addictive. So my advice to the first group is reach out to someone, reach out to a sister in particular and open up. If you can't find reach to a counselor, a therapist, a coach, a professional one who have training, how to find them? The internet can help you. We go to Sheikh Google for anything, but when it comes to something to help us as individuals, we feel it's difficult to search. So this is my advice to the first group, reach out. The second group, also reach out, but you have to change your mindset. Number one, not every man is addicted to pornography. So don't think that every man or everyone is addicted as a result, it's okay. You know, it's a man thing anyway. It's normal. There are even fathers, parents. I'm dealing with that case, like a mother came to me and telling me that we had actually a workshop on pornography addiction, and a mother approached me and she said that I have actually caught my son in the act. I caught my son watching pornography, and I told his father, and his father say what? All men are doing it. Don't worry, it's a phase. It will go away. No, it's not going to go away. It will remain with your son for life. Be careful. If you don't treat it now, it will remain with him for life. Yes? And the concept of everyone doing it, so therefore I can do it, it's not an Islamic thing. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. Only few people of my servants are grateful. Only few. So that means the majority are ungrateful. Do you want to be with the majority? Then you would be ungrateful who are considered in Islam as disbelievers. So not just because everyone is doing it, you have to do it. Come on, let us grow up. So both categories have to reach to someone expert to help them out, get rid of their addiction. The first one, you're not alone. You're not alone, there are many like you. So reach out to an expert. The second one, not everyone is doing it. There are many men who are, you know, pure, who are focused on their business, who are focused on their studies. They are not doing these things. Aside from that, even if everyone is doing it, it's not an indicator for you to do it. So this is another point. Because of that limited beliefs, many people get stuck in their addiction. Absi Ilham, mashallah, this is awkward. All right. Talk to me, guys. What do you think of this? What do you think of this point? Is there anything, any addition, any question that I can entertain, inshallah? Because we need to end up with the next, point, number 7. We will end up with this, inshallah ta'ala, the live session. Number 7. Any question first or any comment? I was an addict for almost 13 years. MashaAllah, Absi Ilham. Last 2 months, alhamdulillah, stopped. No ED, erectile dysfunction, but got bent. Oh, okay, I understand that. Planning to get married. Should I tell her before nikah about the PD? Number one, let me congratulate you for the courage of opening up and telling this story to everyone. I encourage that in the private group, though, not in the general group. This will be watched by thousands of people. So anyone who has a private issue of that, it's your brother's advice not to open up in the comments about your private problems. This can be discussed in a private session with the groups that I mentioned earlier. If you want to join, my email is there in the comments. I will leave it there. Aside from that, yes, I encourage you to tell your wife or your fiance before the nikah that this is my issue. And in the case of the other brother who I mentioned earlier, he told her after the marriage. He told her after, and it works. She accepted, she supported. But I advise always before the nikah, so that if she accepted, then she will not blame you if things have changed or if you relapsed in the future. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a cure, inshallah, of all illness. Ameen. Jazakallah khairan. I really admire your courage to speak about this in public. Thank you. Any other questions, any other comments before I move to the last point of the discussion, inshallah, and end up the session? And again, I will remind you, please, without sharing this information, many people would miss something really essential that would help them if they follow these tips. I missed before Shabar Kug. I missed before point 1 to 4. I will summarize the 7 points later, but the video will remain online. So I wanted you to, inshallah, go back to the video, listen to it again, make notes, and put it into action, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, awesome points. Abdul Fattah, Jazakallahu Khairan. MashaAllah. All right. So point number four, if you wanted to remain addicted, then follow the trap of later. If you wanted to remain addicted, I have just now joined. Muhammad Anil, sorry man, you missed a lot of things. We have been talking for more than 1 hour. But inshallah, the recording will remain there on my page, so you can go back to the video inshallah. This is the last point. I don't know if you can see it on the... I don't know if you can see it on the flip chart. Let me just think. Yes. Okay, I will just move a bit so you can make a note. So follow the trap of later. That's in case you wanted to remain addicted. If you want to remain addicted in your misery, in your addiction, then follow the trap of later, meaning inshallah later I will change. Inshallah, if Allah wills, I will change. I will do something, inshallah. Not today, not now. No. Later, inshallah. Like people who smoke, you tell them, brother, quit smoking. Smoking haram, damages your heart and damages your lungs and cause cancer. Haram, man. Allah gave you a pure body. Quit smoking for Allah's sake. He will blow the smoke in your face and will tell you what? Inshallah, later. You pray for me. Inshallah, later. So this is a trap. This is a trap that delays the purification of so many addicts. The trap of later and avoiding taking an action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهُ. Once you've made a decision, put your trust in Allah and take the necessary action. Without action, change will never be caused, or change will never happen without taking the necessary action. If you wanted to remain in your addiction, just rely on later. I have a dear, dear person to my heart who is a non-Muslim. But we meet regularly and the connection is so great. And every time we meet, I open up the issue of, that you have accepted all the points of Islam. You have actually removed idols from your home. You always, whenever I ask you whether you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one God, you say yes. When I tell you, do you believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the messenger, you say yes. So what's stopping you from taking the shahada, declaring that you are actually a Muslim? That person would say, maybe later. And that later never comes. And that later has been repeated by that person for the past, how many years? 10 years or even more. 10 years, every time I ask, why not now? Say, maybe later, when I'm about to die. But this is a lesson for all of us to learn, that if you don't take action after this video by doing the necessary steps that we have discussed, which I will recap now inshallah ta'ala before I end the session, then you will remain in your addiction. If you want to remain in your addiction, my brothers and sisters in Islam, rely only on yourself. Don't bring friends. Don't bring trusted people into your life. Don't share your misery with someone who will help you. This number one. Number two, if you wanted to remain addicted to pornography, lie to yourself by saying that my only problem is that I have a higher urge or a higher sexual urge than others. That's why I'm addicted. If you want to remain addicted, lie to yourself and say this instead of addressing the core issues that leads you to addiction, including being alone most of the time, including chatting with the opposite gender without necessity and so on. If you want to remain addiction, number three, please avoid reaching out to counselors, to experts, to coaches. Don't talk to them because they know what they're doing. So you don't want to actually be free from addiction. So as a result, you don't want to talk to them. You feel that they are for sick people. So if you avoid counseling, then you avoid the treatment, then the necessary treatment for you to become cured, for you to become pure and live the life that you've always wanted. If you want to remain addicted to pornography, do not pay attention to relapses. Do not pay attention to these little details which have led you to pornography addiction and the practice. If you don't want to be free from pornography, if you want to remain in that state, then never think that you are actually harming other people as well. Because pornography harms not only the individual, but everyone around them. If you want to remain addicted, number six, if you are a woman, we said that earlier, if you are a woman, if you want to remain addicted, think that you are only alone, that you are the only person doing this. No, this is not the case. If you do not want to remain in that stage, reach out someone, because there are many like you, sister, who are addicted to pornography and they need to be cleansed. So reach out to someone who you trust. If you're a male, not everyone is doing it. And even if everyone is doing it, this is not an excuse for you to do it as well. And number seven, do not ever, if you want to cure yourself, if you want to get out of this misery, avoid the trap of later. Tasweef, or delaying your repentance, delaying your actions, delaying the necessary action that will lead you to that pure path of being free from porn and its addictive nature. It was an honor being with you. Thank you for the summary. No problem at all. Even making a decision to quit porn, there is a lack of conviction to stay. These things can be addressed later, inshallah. But I take one little step at a time. I said in my first book, taking one step at a time, little steps at a time, can help you to complete the journey of recovery, inshallah. It was a great time being with you. It's because of your effort, mashallah, tabarakallah, I can see that our video had reached to over 7,331. It reached to 7,000 plus, and it is being watched at the moment by over 2,000 people. So even, inshallah, later on, those 7,000 plus can watch the video and benefit. So all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yourself who have helped us by sharing. Jazakumullahu khairan. I'll have to end the video here. I hope you have enjoyed the content. I hope you have benefited. One last request. Those who wish to join my support group, I call it Rehab, Mentor Rehab, that we have established in the past couple of weeks, kindly send me an email. I will email you back all the information that you need to join this 12 weeks program. 12 weeks program to break free from porn addiction. If you follow the instruction to the letter, if you attended the meeting on time every week, inshallah ta'ala, there is a high chance for you, high opportunity for you to break free once and for all and to start a new life that is fresh and pure from this, you know, filth. And I will write down my email once again, wael@wael-ibrahim.com. Here is the email once again. Email me, I'll give you all the details. So this is a 12 weeks program. We meet on different days every week, inshallah, to help you break free from porn addiction. The second is, still we have few seconds before we say salamu alaikum. Kindly press share one more time. Let this video reach to as many people as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts. May Allah cleanse us from the dangerous impact, the dangerous effects of pornography. Ameen, ameen, ameen. I hope and I pray to see you one more time, inshallah, many more times, inshallah, in the future with a lot of other insights regarding pornography addiction and how to help people to raise awareness and to get the necessary help. So, inshallah, we will have to end this session here. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.